Lac La Biche. What weather forecasters are calling a polar vortex, as forecasted to drop overnight temperatures across the region to below minus 20 in the coming days. The freezing temperatures come after weeks of above-average seasonal temperatures, and weeks of delays to open a new homeless facility in Lac La Biche County. The new transitional housing facility, a partnership between Lac La Biche County and the Out of the Elements Shelter Society, was supposed to be open last November. The facility has been in the works for more than a decade, and has been set up near the Alexander Hamilton Park in Lac La Biche since last September. The site features several specially repurposed utility trailers, a large room for multiple sleeping mats, rooms for individual accommodation, a kitchen, programming rooms, and a fenced outdoor recreation space. The facility is expected to replace the existing one-room Out of the Elements shelter near the Light of Christ Catholic School in Lac La Biche, and an emergency shelter encampment on municipal property in the Bonesville Residential Subdivision 5 kilometers south of the Lac La Biche hamlet. The delays in opening the new facility are related to internet connectivity issues and some internal utility issues, says Lenora LeMay, the chair of the Lakeland Out of the Elements Shelter Society. Not out in the cold. Despite the delays, LeMay is assuring residents that a process remains in place to keep the area's homeless safe and warm during the cold weather. She told Lakeland this week on Friday that while Lac La Biche County and Alberta Health Services work on getting the new facility ready, there is a safety net for those who need to get out of cold temperatures. We still have space at our current shelter, and I understand Bonesville is still open as they were last year when the weather became colder, she said. While the delays in opening the new site have been challenging, LeMay says because of the option that remain for those needing shelter, the transition process is continuing to move forward. She says when it comes to beginning new ventures, there are expected hurdles. The delays haven't been particularly frustrating for Lois, she said, explaining that as the new site nears completion, current clients continue to be cared for through existing measures. We understand older buildings need upgrading to meet current safety standards. The transitional housing program began with a $500,000 fund set aside by Lac La Biche County Council several years ago. Funds also include assistance from the provincial and federal governments. In recent months, budgets for groundwork at the new site, the reconditioned trailers, utilities, furniture, and the continued operation of the Bonesville camp have totaled about $1 million. When asked about an updated timeline, LeMay didn't have a specific date, but said work is progressing as quickly and efficiently as possible. She says the continuing work towards an improved option for the communities less fortunate is very much appreciated. We appreciate the work that the various inspectors and the county are doing to make that happen, she said. When open, the new facility will have an initial intake of up to 12 clients. As those clients become more self-supportive, they will have access to their own areas of the site, creating additional space for new clients to enter.